We are here with head coach Vance Joseph. And coach, first of all, welcome back. It's great to have you and the team back in the building. Your first offseason as a head coach, what was it like? Did you take some time to kind of get acclimated before this big stretch run?
Well, the spring was great, guys. You know, our guys worked hard. We put a lot of work in, offensively, defensively. And so that was a good spring. This summer, just more relaxing and with the family, and happy to be back.
With regards to training camp, it seems like each head coach kind of imparts their personality on, you know, the day-to-day, the process. What do you hope to impart, or what do you hope your training camp looks like in these next couple of weeks?
Well, football's played in pads, you know, and the beauty of training camp is you wear football pads, you know, and, you know, running the football, stopping the run, that stuff's done in football pads. Obviously, in the spring, you know, it's more installs for offense, defense, but doing training camp, it's playing football. And to find your best guys, you know, you've got to put on pads because it's a physical game. And, you know, some guys are very good players outside of pads and some guys aren't. You know, so that's what training camp's for.
We've been hearing from the fans all offseason long about the quarterbacks. I know you've heard the same thing.
Absolutely.
But with these two guys, Paxton and Trevor, their preparation during OTAs, mini camp, and now as we head into training camp, where do you feel like their preparation is for these next couple of weeks?
They're ready to go. You know, both guys had a great spring. You know, watching all of the offensive reps that we had, the ball was really incomplete, and that's a great sign for both guys. Obviously, you know, now we want some time to kind of give both guys to put their best foot forward. You know, we want time to make a sound decision. Also, we've got two guys, and at the end of this thing, you know, we're going to have two quarterbacks, and one's going to be a starter, one's going to be a backup. But in my opinion, it's a good thing.
How important is it to find that right guy, though? Because you don't want to rush and make the decision too soon. You got to make sure you get the right guy. So how important is time, not only for you, but for those guys?
Time is very important. I mean, this is a huge deal for us and for those two quarterbacks. You know, time, in my opinion, is critical here because we want to be right, you know, with the decision here with the quarterback. So not rushing is important. Just being patient, letting it play out, let both guys play, you know, and the best guy will win the job.
This defense in the offseason and in minicamp, it seemed like those practices, very fast-paced. They were getting up, getting down.
Yeah.
They were really picking things up. What do you see from that defense heading into camp? What do you like?
That defense is a spirited bunch. You know, they have high football IQs. You know, that back end, no fly zone, right? They have a standard of being excellent. That's important, and it trickles down to the linebackers, down to Vaughn, and the D-line. So that unit, you know, wants to be a great unit. You know, we added some things to kind of give us some different looks. That's going to help us play better. But as far as the defense, man, they're motivated. They want to be the best in the league.
It seems like those guys on defense, Vaughn Miller, Shane Ray, it seems like a lot of these guys have stepped up into leadership roles. Do you feel that? Do you see that?
Absolutely. You know, Vaughn's had a hell of a spring from on the field and off. Talib has been a great leader, you know, from the time I've been here to now. I mean, he's a guy that tells the truth. Sometimes it comes off as a little different, you know, but it's true. And that's a great sign of a leader, you know, a guy who will give you the exact truth.
When you look at training camp, it's so hard to measure success because it's not like wins and losses. It's the day-to-day. What's the metric for success in these, when you're going through these walkthroughs and for these practices? How do you measure success?
Well, it's through players getting better every day. You know, you watch a player from the first day to the 10th day. You know, if he's improving, that's what camp's for. You know, and obviously playing the games and watching guys go against different opponents and playing well. That's why the games, in my opinion, are so important. Especially for the young guys, you know, to have a chance to go out and play against different competition. And they give me a chance to build some depth with this football team. So as the guys improve, that's what you want to see.
Coach, I can see the excitement on the players and on your face.
Absolutely.
As well. We can't wait to get to it.
All
best of luck.
Thank you.